Okay, we've been waiting a long time for this. One of the big shows on television this year. Holy moly, we've heard all about it. It starts 7:30 tonight, Channel 7. Let's have a listen to what we're going to hear tonight.
I found one thing bigger than gold. Mini gold. Almost live from Brisbane, Australia. This is Holy Moly.
Here he goes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a Holy Moly. It's easy to get your ball all the way to the hole, but first, she's going to have to take on the blades.
Oh, she's in the tulips.
Looks like our golfers are ready to do battle on Uranus.
This looks epic. We can't wait. And we are joined by one of the stars. We are all in awe, the legend, Greg Norman. Greg, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon over here. It's a pleasure to be on.
Oh, Greg, this is such a thrill to speak to you. I think I can speak on behalf of Fev, Nick and myself. We're excited about Holy Moly. Probably more excited to speak to you, the shark. So, Greg, firstly, can you talk through, because we've heard so much buzz here in Melbourne about this show starting. Can you give everyone listening a snapshot? What is the show?
It is really mini golf on steroids. It's a much needed golf comedian, comic relief effort, you know, especially going through this whole COVID debacle for the last 12 months that the whole world is going through. I thought for me to get involved with something that had a bit of a comic relief about it was not only important for me, but it was important for Holy Moly. And it was an honor to be selected. When you think about the whole process about how we've led up to it, Holy Moly's been extremely successful here in the United States. And quite honestly, Eureka Productions, I think, have upped the ante in Australia, and I think the people down under are going to absolutely love it. Families are going to love it.
Now, it looks like Ninja Warrior, but for mini golf, right, which I think is awesome. Now, those sort of shows, Ninja Warrior, fills out CrossFit gyms around the world now after Ninja Warrior. Do you think mini golf is going to help kickstart mini golf and get younger people interested in that sport?
Yes, I think so, because just take a look what's happened to Topgolf. Topgolf around the world, which is, you know, golf being enjoyed by groups of people up to six in a booth at a driving range where you can drink some cocktails, have some beers, have some wine, listen to your music, play with your friends in high heels or barefoot or do whatever you want. You can dribble it off the end of the tee and you're still going to make a score. And you know, last year, I think it was like 13 million people. The year before, 2019, 13 million people went to a Topgolf facility here in the United States. So that's a massive, massive, increase of people interested in the game. I hope Holy Moly does the same thing because, you know, it's putting a golf club, it's only one, but it's putting a golf club in somebody's hand and it's thinking about golf. Golf created this. Golf created, you know, crazy, mad golf on steroids.
Now, Greg, you speak about something on steroids. There was a photo going around of you walking on the beach that you've addressed. When did you think when did you realize that went viral? Because that is an amazing picture.
Yeah, it's an incredible dog. Apollo is a very wonderful dog. he's very obedient. He's a puppy, but I never anticipated that going viral. Mind you, I'm on Instagram, obviously, but I don't zoom in on people's photographs.
You don't need to zoom in.
I'm still zooming out.
I never anticipated, but I must admit, I don't know how many weeks after it has been, and here you guys are still talking about it, but I don't normally read comments on my Instagram account. But I actually went and read every comment.
They were funny. They were good.
I'll be honest, I didn't even know that there was a dog in the photo.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a beach or a dog.
Greg, thank you. We cannot wait to see you on the telly tonight. And also, so it's Channel 7 tonight, 7:30, but also Tuesday and Wednesday. So we get you on our telly screens all week. I'm compelled to ask you a quick question before you go, Greg, but I just realised the answer will mean nothing to me. Greg Norman, what are you playing off at the moment?
What am I playing off at the moment?
Does that mean something to Greg?
That's a good question. I went out the other day and played, and I made five or six birdies, but I made a few others too. I have more others nowadays than what I used to have in the past.
Are they triple or doubles or bogeys?
No, I pick it up and it's going to be more than a bogey.
You're done. That's how I play golf.
Greg, thank you for your time. We can't wait to see Holy Moly tonight, Channel 7, 7:30.